Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. My name is Mario and my partner in crime.
I'm Darren Capes Davis and we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year 2021.
Alive 9.5, 14 minutes past 12. This is Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And you heard us, but we have to edit that now. Because it's not going to be 2021, no. We're back in 2022. We're going to take a year off and get rid of this coronavirus.
Like I like to say, thank you to Darren, you heard that jingle. And, you know, I was truly blessed for past 8 months sharing the studio with Darren Capes Davis. He's a truly, truly a unique individual. He's like a unicorn. He's come to the friendship, it's great. You know, when it comes to technology, even greater. But, you know, we need to start with our guest to crunch today. As I mentioned on the beginning of the show, and Darren as well, if you have the plans for the holidays, please tune the line 90.5 FM to hear the latest news about restrictions, if any be raised. So far, there's nothing except Western Australia, but we can travel to Queensland except if we are not Northern Beaches. Just check now, see them on the Herald.
And we'll keep tunneling to the RBA.
Yeah, that is true. As Darren and I are going to have a short holiday for 2 weeks, you know, stay with us over the Christmas period of time. We're going to update you with what we're going to do. We have the lineup to great guests for the next year, but let's go finish this year with a big bang with our great guest, which I don't know name. So your name it is? I got you.
Santa Claus. Mrs. Santa Claus. Fiona Berry.
Of course, Fiona Berry. So, Fiona, thank you for joining us in studio today. It's a last show for the year, so it's a highlight, obviously, and we have a lot of listeners. Dan's going to give me the number later. So, Fiona, for our listeners, who is Fiona Berry?
Well, Fiona Berry is actually Fiona Mary Berry, and I use that name because it just makes it easy for people to find me on Facebook. One of the reasons is I'm an English person originally, came over here 19 years ago. I've done a variety of roles and basically married to a wonderful Australian hubby, have two children and a stepdaughter, and focus all my present life on health and wellness of people at the moment.
So first up, whenever we have an English person in the studio, it's guess the location. What are you saying,
yeah,
Mario?
Yeah, look, I know England is not a big country, and no question asked, but because you know this, right? Because
no, I don't know. No, look, I do not know.
Essex is definitely wrong.
I will say the Nottingham area.
He's very close. Wow.
Derby. Don't tell me Derby.
Derbyshire. Oh, my goodness. 10 out of 10, Mario.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just guessed it because I was the best man a few years ago there. And but I'll tell you something. Look, it was a beautiful May day. And I forgot the date exactly, but I expected spring as Europe has. You know, it was all rain. You know, it was so cold, Darren. I freeze my But
careful.
No, seriously, because I expected it was going to be nice and sunny. It's a May, you know, and suddenly everything's gray and the raining day and night and the sun falls like a midnight or something. Was it still daylight?
Freezing. Very cold. In fact, my sister phoned me up this morning to say, don't you miss the English Christmas?
Do you miss?
I'm outside in the sunshine, drinking aqua. I don't miss it.
Look,
English
I don't. I, Darren, you've been in England, yeah?
Yeah, just once.
Just once. That's enough. Eh? You don't need to go a second time.
London and Wiltshire.
Oh, okay.
And a few trips to Southampton and across to Wales.
Because it is, what month have you been there? What time of the year?
I think it was autumn or spring. It wasn't cold and it wasn't over warm. No.
Because I look, England, maybe it's a beautiful country.
It's beautiful. It's really green.
But then that wedding day, somebody told me, Australian, English flag should be the orange, green and grey. Orange because of all the homes are orange brick, right? Green is everything's green because it was raining and the grey because of the weather. I said, that's a good analogy. And I mean, so 19 years ago, you swim from England to Australia.
Oh, yes, it was a big swim.
How was the time on the detention centre? You were good?
Actually, it was the very, very last time that we ever got to get in a cockpit. My daughter was 11 years old when we flew over here, and she actually got to go the last time in the cockpit. And of course, after that, no one goes into the cockpit.
It is 19 years ago, actually. September 11, yeah.
Yes.
Because that time, you could ask the flight attendant, you know,
correct.
And usually the kids will be allowed in the cockpit. Maybe, you know, some of them, but not anymore.
Yeah, August the 11th we came, I think it was. August the 8th, there we go. August the 8th it was.
And what was the feeling you from cockpit to looking Sydney?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And you, of course, it was extremely exciting for us because we were just bringing the whole family over to a brand new country, basically eloping out here, as it were. I'd been sponsored out here to come over.
Yeah.
So it was going to be very interesting in an IT industry at the time.
So 19 years in Australia. Mm. What do you like it most about Australia?
I love the fact that it's incredibly relaxing. I love the sun. Yeah, it is. It's a very relaxed place. Nowhere else can you go swimming in an outdoor pool all year round.
Yeah. And
you know, it's just, well, not compared to England.
Well, England's going to know. Outdoor pool's going to be only August, darling, I think. You know. But cycling can do an entire year.
Lots of cycling in England, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Less hills than us.
Look, I was being told by somebody very close to my heart as well that you're doing cycling.
Yes, I used to.
You used to.
So we used to be with Bike North, which is actually when I realised that Darren was on the radio, I went, oh, Darren, you're on Bike North too.
You should not say this because that's supposed to be secret. You know, say somebody close to my heart and just say Darren Kevs Davis. How dare you? No, I'm just joking.
No, what it was is, in fact, it's a strange story. I met my husband 10 years and about 2 weeks ago, and he decided he was going to teach me how to ride a bike. Because I couldn't ride a bike. I nearly gave up after I fell over the third time, but I persevered. When I went over the handlebars, I went, that's it, got to learn it. So he got me to ride a bike, and then he introduced me to Bike North. And Bike North were great. They had these little short rides for beginners, longer rides for medium people, and big rides for serious riders. And eventually we became very integrated into it. And we started looking after the weekend, the Easter weekend, which was Cowra, for about 5 years.
Oh my God.
Absolutely lovely. I was the social animal, making sure that everything was organized. And he was the organizer of all the rides
I never asked Daddy, but I'll ask you. Hmm. When you drive all these long distances, and it's not that I know anything about cycling. I don't know, you know, that's no question asked. But it's lonely sport. Even you drive in a group of 20, 30 people, everybody's, you know, behind each other, or maybe one next to each other occasionally. But what are you thinking when you're cycling for, like, I don't know, 3 hours like a Darren every day?
You're chatting. You're chatting.
What are you chatting?
You can chat to the person next to you.
Yeah, you're constantly chatting, and you're meeting new people.
That's a picnic, isn't it?
Except when you're on the front. That's normally when you can't chat because you've got the wind into you, and you're doing it for everyone else. But if you're first or second wheel back or a third wheel back, it's so cruisy because everyone else is doing the work. So
correct.
So you're talking while driving a bicycle?
Yeah.
That's not serious. You're listening a lot. 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mari. We'll take a short break. So all those who you cycling, and now I know what you do. You're chatting entire time. We'll take a short break and come back with our guest, Fiona Berry, and more insights about her business and her life in Australia.
It's 28 minutes past 12, live 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren.
And thank you, Darren, and thank you to all listeners, particularly sponsors of this great station, live 90.5 FM, and our guest in studio, Fiona Mary Berry. Fiona, I must say something about your name, Mary Berry. Is somebody brought to your attention, looks very very appealing, or
it sounds like Christmas to me.
It's like a Christmas cake, you know. I mean, like a Mary Bear, you know. I mean, like, you know, the French, the Black Forest, what it's called, the berries, and like, oh my God,
cakes that's kind of church based or something like that.
Yes,
berry.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to hear something very funny?
Oh, please tell us.
Sorry, our guest in studio. So please tell us.
So Mary Berry is a cook in England. A cook, one of those judges. So Mary Berry and I'm a terrible cook. I'm an absolute terrible cook. My husband does all the cooking.
And you admitted this publicly. Fiona Mary Berry, she's a terrible cook. So Fiona, you arrived 19 years ago, a view from the cockpit with your daughter. Did you say daughter, right?
My hubby, my first hubby, and my two children, yes.
So 19 years, how did you acclimatize yourself in environment from UK to Australia? Even though August was a winter, so it's not very, very happy weather, obviously. It was rainy or cold, but you know, you arrived, and What was the next step for you?
Well, the funny story was everyone had told me it was always warm in Australia, so we threw all our coats away. We literally came with no coats. And so coming in August was really quite funny because I literally didn't have any rain gear.
Yeah.
You know, foolish of us, you know, you think. I mean, we did have raincoats, but nothing that was warm enough for winter. So, yeah, we did end up buying. But it was really quite easy to acclimatise. I was sponsored. I was luckily sponsored by a company I've been with for many, many years, 11 years at that point. And that was selling IT software for banks. And they were opening up a session in Sydney. And I was going to be part of the Sydney arm for looking after the IT software. It was wonderful. And my children managed. They managed very well. My daughter switched over to Australian quickly, language very quickly, being 11. And my son, who was 6 at the time, took a little bit longer.
We share same experience. You didn't lose your accent?
I didn't, no.
And my English didn't improve whatsoever in 22 years. So, like, you know, but your one is good. Lucky have a Darren to translate everything. So in 19 years, you work various jobs, but then you become entrepreneur. When did you become your own boss?
Well, it happened in August last year. So for 5 years, or 6 years now, I've been selling industrial washing machines. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to do all the background of that. And I basically decided to run my own business. So I work with them. I sell a particular brand called Electrolux, and it's the top of the range. One of the things that I always feel is if I can sell something that's high quality that I never have to apologize for, then I'm happy to promote it.
Sales is a difficult.
It's only difficult if you don't believe in it and it's not a good product. If it's a good product, then people will buy a good product. They like value.
That's a very good statement. We're going to come back to this one again. And what was your first business?
The very first business I was in was I was in IT. I used to do software. I was the sales consultant for all of the banks in Australia for a software that detected money market and foreign exchange deals that were done internationally.
That's very complicated, you know.
It's like it was to be very honest, I was. It was probably the highlight of my career in my whole life. I was there organising a deal with ANZ at the board meeting at the age of 36 or 37 to get them to do a $1 million deal. So it's on my little achievements list of what's the best thing you've ever done at work. Oh, well, I got the guys to sign a big deal. So it was wonderful. I really enjoyed the job. I very much enjoyed the people interaction. And I knew the IT software very well because I used to train the trainers. So I was the QA for the training.
So you trade security for insecurity. Because when you start your business, there is no paycheck next weekend.
Correct.
When you start a business, most of the people around the globe, they believe that being an entrepreneur or the business owner, it's just a lucrative. Look at the position. You're enjoying just the benefits of the Instagram, you know, like you're traveling around the world, which is not true. It involves a lot of hard work, suffering, and hitting a lot of obstacles. So why did you trade? What's happened to you? Wake up one day in the morning and you said to your husband, listen, I'm leaving the good paid job. You're laughing.
Well, I'm laughing because my husband and I are two opposite sides of the coin. We complement each other so well. Darren will know because he knows him as well. Yeah. He's ex-military, so he's incredibly conservative and very detailed. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a big thinker and a positive, this will always be okay. So we complement and balance each other out. So 2 years ago, I said, I would really like to start my own business. And I could feel the worry in him. And so I didn't start it 2 years ago. Yeah. But in August last year, I said, come on, I'll start my own business. And he backed me. And so I started and I basically have a few arms in my business. Anyone that knows me that's listening to the radio are like, yes, we know we're in this arm, and I'll go through those a bit later with you.
Yeah.
But I have a few arms that I work.
So did he request your husband, maybe Darren knows, that your husband requested the operational tactical plan before the business started? Or did you say to him, I don't want to do it my way?
I just said, trust me, I will make it work.
How is important that partners trust each other with decision making, which is rudimentally, it is a big change. As I say, it's easy. Like I said, you know, I always can come back to one thing. Darren is one of the very few people I know who stuck with the things he says he's going to do it. He quit his job. He stepped out and he does the radio for 9 months and he make the station very great. And, you know, I'm one of the many, many people who are grateful for this. But he trade security for insecurity, but to do something what he loves. Correct. But how do you see and what your advice would be to any couple, you know, married or, you know, in a relationship, who decided one of the partners to step out of the comfort zone of security of the paycheck every Wednesday,
yeah,
or Thursday, Friday, doesn't matter, mm-hmm, to insecurity?
Well, first of all, you have to know each other. When you know each other, like my husband knew I was a hard worker, and I'd always stuck by my guns when I said I was going to do something. Yeah. So he could trust me when I said, I'm going to make this work. By hook or by crook, I'm going to make it work. It was nervous more for him because I had belief, but he was obviously going to lose half the money coming in. But it's very, very, it's testament to your own relationship when you do that.
I just want to ask, so like that trust build, it is actually big test for the relationship itself, mm-hmm, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about livelihood and,
correct,
you know, some certainty into the life. So you step it out, and then what was your next step?
Well, I started first on my washing machines, which I knew very, yeah, very well. So I carried on
so
doing
you're
those.
Building the business on things you know already.
I knew already.
That's quite clever, yeah.
Yeah, so I just swapped over the way that I did the business.
Okay.
And then I brought in something that I would love to do. Over the couple of years before, I had I was a cyclist, as you knew, and yeah, I fell over and broke and dislocated my elbow, which meant I put a lot of weight on.
Yeah.
Ah, one of those things. You move on. And I started exercising, swimming quite a lot, and doing water aerobics. And I loved it so much. I lost lots of weight. I decided I wanted to be a water aerobic teacher. So I thought, why not do that? And so I made a plan. I got myself up to be a water aerobic teacher in September. I started my business in August with the washing machines.
Yeah.
I became a water aerobic teacher in September and October. And since then, for the last year and a month, I've actually been teaching water aerobics, moving from about one or two classes.
Let me clarify this. You stepped out of the corporate world. You start your own business, which is related to the product you already know, the industrial washing machines.
Yeah.
When we talk about industrial washing machines, Darren, this is like a, you know, that laundry shop, so is
yeah, so, and hotels and things like that as well.
That's a huge yeah, ones, yeah, right?
They're big enough to put you in, Mario.
There is no washing machine to put me inside on the big boy. But then yet you faced the injury and you go for the aquarobics to obviously lose the weight, as you said. So I apologize, I don't want to be, you know,
in
shape or form,
yeah,
to insult. And then you realize, okay, while I'm running this one, I can do the aquarobic teachings.
Absolutely. Because the way I looked at it is, if I was going to be in a world that was, you know, as you say, insecure income,
yeah,
a smart move would be to have more than one income at any given time. If one was to fail, then I have an option. And thank goodness for that, because, as I said, I have a few more arms to tell you about, and my main one is health.
We have another 6 hours to go.
Because of that, COVID hit, and I was secure, which is, I mean, I'll tell you, when you look at it, you think, that's not very secure at all. But it got me through, and it kept me positive. And I'm here to tell a very successful story.
Well, Fiona, I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation after a short break. What do you think, Darren?
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we're going to continue more about Fiona Mary Berry and her lovely husband, who is obviously listening to this, and now he's preparing the battle plan at home for the Friday afternoon lunch. Darren and I will take a short break, and you're listening to Line 90.5 Business Insights with Mari and Darren, and our guest in studio, Fiona Mary Berry. She has an awesome story to share, so stay tuned with us.
Alive 90.5.
I do apologize. I just jumped on Darren the board where he pressed his buttons and I pressed something wrong.
It didn't happen.
Well, but we have a good discovery session during the break with our guest, which we don't know who she is or where she comes from, but we discovered she's come from England. She didn't swim. She was in detention center. She comes legally in Australia and she started her career. And with the help of her husband and family, she decided to step out of the comfort zone and launch her own business without knowing that a few months later we're going to face one of the biggest obstacles in 21st century, which is a COVID-19. However, another discovery we've done about you, it's like you look like a mermaid. Your business is related to water, washing machines. Then you are aqua aerobic instructor, which is again water, and you're dressing that color, what's it called?
Aquamarine. That sort of color.
And a blue dress as well.
And a blue dress. So we can certainly say Mary Berry, she is the mermaid. And Mary, so when you decided to step out of business, you know, you said you have a support of your husband, even he's a very conservative, traditional, it's a military man, of course, it's understandable. You have the accident, you break your elbow. Did I say elbow or the wrist?
It was a slight break in the elbow and a dislocation.
Ah, okay.
So, but I did that prior, which is why I got myself healthy and fit. Mm-hmm. Then in August, when I was fit enough and healthy enough, I then started to learn how to teach.
May I ask you something? Mm-hmm. This is a very personal question. You may or may not answer. For people who wants to lose the weight, mm-hmm. people say, it's hard, it's difficult, I can't. What do you reply on that?
I say start small and do one step at a time. When I did break my elbow, I literally did one length of the pull. And I was often in tears because prior to that, I was doing 40 lengths of a 50-meter pull in Hornsby. And I had to start all the way from the beginning. And so I just bit a bit. I started doing one, then I was doing 10, then I was ending up doing 15, 20, ended up doing 40 on a regular basis. And then as I got fitter, I was doing an aqua aerobic session and my lengths in the pool. And it became a joke in the end. And the teachers at that time would say, how many lengths have you done before I went in? And I also started eating a lot healthier. So yes, it's very possible for people to do it, but you have to set your own mindset.
When you say mindset, what do you think mindset? What is a mindset for you?
A mindset is when you, it's a multitude of things. It's not just determination. Okay, determination is one of those factors, but it's also support of the people around you. It's also like sometimes in the morning, if I'm wanting to get something done, I will move to get action inside me. So if I'm feeling a bit lethargic, I'll move, I'll dance around, I'll actually put energy into me, which then gives me energy. And I have found that with the aqua, when I teach it early mornings, I come away zippy. I feel, ready to get fired. And then I go and work on my my health business.
What reason why I'm asking this to you particularly, because this show is an unsung business heroes. Darren and I, we agree long time ago on a format, and having this somebody with the flashy names, usually it's a flashy story, and it's everything about glitter, about Hollywood smiles, and you know, success after success, and everybody try to be the preach what is best for you. You don't do this way. But one thing I noticed that with Darren particularly, because I want to make a fun of him always, because it's given, he will drive the bicycle 300 kilometers for the fallen police officers. You will drive to car and you know, this is not rewarding. This is not even about health. But there is a drive inside of both of you, and people are like you to help other ones. And I need to eat my own words now, Darren, because I was... Why are you looking at this?
Oh, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Something about you. It's about aqua aerobic, because I consider aqua aerobic, it's only for the senior citizens. Which I'm heading that age now. So like,
we're going to have words later.
Yeah, because that's what's up. So aqua aerobic, and then that was September, October last year. So how did you marry those two business ventures, the washing machines?
Very easy. I basically, one, satisfies an analytical, I love designing laundries in hospitals and aged care. I was able to do all the graphic skills, all the mathematical skills, and I knew all the product for 5 years. So that was great. The water aerobics satisfy my love of people. I just have a great joy of people. So when I'm up there, one of the things they like is, you know, the fun that we have with each other. And it's great. But one of the other things I was looking for was I needed more choice. So in November, was it November? No, later on, September.
We're talking about 2019, right?
2019 okay. still. Yeah. I brought in another business called Lorraine Lee. I was looking for basically some linen and sheets.
Yeah.
And the lady said, "Ah, come and have a party." And I went, "Really? No, I'll just buy them. That's fine." And of course, this happens quite a lot, does it not? You know, yeah. to a lot of ladies out there, and I'm sure they'll all have know this. I go, "No, no, I'm happy. I'll just buy them." Anyway, she came along. She did a party for me, and I got all these beautiful clothes. And there was one particular product there, which was a thermal balancing topper, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Any person that had one of those tropical moments loved it. And I thought, high quality, this goes along with my high quality aqua, goes along with my high quality Electrolux washers. Why not? Yes, I'll join this as well. So yeah. Then I had three businesses by the time October had come along. So then in February, I was starting to think, right, I need to promote all of these. And I joined a company called BNI, which is a networking group.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful group of being able to look at other people and offer them businesses. So now a lot of my friends find Fiona as the go-to lady because I have, if you want an electrician, I know a great electrician. If you want a plumber, it's a wonderful networking meeting and I can find them. But in there, I met a lady who I'd seen 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'd always been interested in health, and both her and I had always taken vitamins from 19 years ago when I first came over to this country. And this is where my main business came from, which is redox signaling molecules. I met her. She said she was in cellular health, and I went, oh.
So everything's related. You found
everything
the
is related.
Everything, you found a formula how to relate each business to each other.
I did, very
so
much.
Aren't you feel tired working all this?
Do I look like I'm tired?
No,
I
no,
am
no,
so
no.
energized no. with opportunity. It's wonderful. I mean, I'm genuinely energized at the moment. There is so much out there. When COVID hit, everyone would have probably felt very sorry for me. You know, I couldn't do aqua aerobics. All the gyms had shut down. That had gone. I couldn't go out and sell my industrial washing machines because aged cares and hospitals had shut down. No good there. My Lorraine Lee linen, which had only been running for 3 months or so, you know, I wasn't allowed to go to people's houses and do parties. Couldn't do anything. What was I going to do?
So what have you done? Because nobody planned the COVID. Nobody was planning. You know, I know personally myself. I was in February, I was in Dubai for the war for 2 weeks, and you know, it was just a normal thing. I know in January I was working in Singapore for the Australian Day,
yeah,
and there was a COVID developing, but still, like, you know, I was thinking it's like a SARS. Like everybody was thinking differently, and nobody was actually making provisions. However, March, when I come back from Middle East, I knew something's going to go terribly wrong, because when I was walking in the airport, I remember that morning on a Friday 13th, airport was empty. It was like ghost town.
It was awful shock.
Yeah,
to
and the lady, she says
it?
To me, "You want a business class upgrade or the first class?" I said, like, "No, I'll sit in cattle because it's like kind of bored." Now, jokes aside, she says to me, "No, it's for free." And I said, like, "What are you for free?" She says to me, "You want a business class or first class?" I said, like, "What's the difference? Give me the better one." And went on a plane of 600 seats, A380 bus. It was like a 20 passengers. So, wow. Like, well, this doesn't look, you know, Darren, that feeling, this is doomed flight, you know what I mean? Seriously, I was like, what's going to happen? But then
final destination time.
Yeah, like, a data, exactly. And then I learned on a plane that Prime Minister, he informed that day night before, which I didn't hear, I slept, that's going to be borders being shut down. Mm. And I realized, like, this is not going to be good for the businesses. But a little we knew it, it's going to be internal borders being going to lift it. So what possess you to think that people feel sorry for you, Fiona? Tell us this.
They didn't need to feel sorry for you.
Yeah, but why would you think somebody feel that way?
Well, because that's how most people would react. Okay. They'd go, woe is me, I've lost everything. I did lose my income. I did have all of those disappear. Mm. But opportunity is always there if you just look for it. And one of the things that I had restricted myself in was Facebook.
Yeah.
And I, if you want me to go and explain it on the next session, but I learned how to do Facebook online.
Well, thank you very much for the guiding our show. We're going to talk to you. That was Fiona Mary Berry. she's very proactive. I must say, initiative is what I like in people. Initiative. No, seriously, I truly respect people. When you initiative, you take an initiative, you charge, you know, until you don't stop and you don't, you know, need a water or food or something like this. But Darren and I will take a short break and we guide you to the news. Darren, or we come
indeed,
back?
Indeed. No, we'll have a quick song, a few ads, the news, and we'll be back for the second hour.
Thank you for joining us live in the studio, live 90.5. We'll be back in 5 to 7 minutes after the news. And thanks to Darren, you can watch on Facebook Live, Business Insights with Mario and Darren, the show afterwards. Something like the weather wise. I saw in a corner when you read the weather, Fiji, the highest storm be recorded in history, something, right? Anyway, the bottom line is, I do remember last year going into the Fiji, same time it was a storm, like we landed, and it was, I saw like all Australians on the airport in a nadi, and it's like, well, something's wrong, you know? No, it's okay, it's just gonna be some storm for 24 hours, last 7 days, $10,000 later.
Oh my goodness.
7 days in a room, and now again the Fiji. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Thank you for being our support entire year, and thank you for giving us opportunity to bring you the Unsung Business Heroes as our guest in studio. Mary Berry, Fiona Mary Berry, and she sharing with us her awesome story of success and obstacles. And we stopped before we had the break, 2020 February, and you already have three established businesses. And then COVID happened, magic, you know, like life on stop, on pause. And there was all this wonderful video, how the God sent us this virus. Darren, did you saw that one? Everything stopped. Dolphins in the Trieste Bay, no planes in the sky. Everything's resetting. You know, I mean, everybody was so enthusiastic. And so I was thinking myself, that'll not be good for the reason. Because we know it's life. We need to communicate. So how did you brought your business from face to face amongst the people to online?
I want to thank you as well for allowing me to come on today and share this, because there's a lot of people out there that also did the same thing. First of all, you just have to look outside the box a little bit.
Share with us, what do you mean outside the box? What's it for you, outside the box?
So in the box was a comfort zone. I would use my Facebook only for my personal messages to my English family. That was it. That's all I'd use it for. But here I was. I couldn't go to any site. I was stuck inside the house, had no income coming in. How was I going to survive? So I first of all learned how to do Facebook with my Lorraine Lee and ended up learning lots of software programs to be able to do live Facebook parties. Wow. Did I get a buzz? Gosh, Fiona, you know, 55 years of age, and here you are learning how to do IT technology that my son and daughter would laugh to think that I could even do it. Yeah. I was doing it. It was great. I wouldn't do live videos at that time. I would spend an hour doing a video and cut 19 off and take one that was 2 minutes and then post it, because I was still a bit conscious about what people would think. I've got over that now. Now they just take me as they are and hopefully they like me. but when I joined the BNI meeting, I met this wonderful lady who shared with me about redox signaling molecules. Her name was Maria. Mm. And she explained to me I said, "Oh, you're doing vitamins?" Because we've been doing vitamins for 19 years, both her and I. That's where we joined the business many, many years ago. And I continue taking them because that's, I believe, a good source of helping your body stay healthy and well. And she goes, no. So I said, "Well, tell me what redox is. What's redox signal molecules?" And she goes, "Well, effectively, if you look at it, your bodies themselves, when you're around a youngster, you've got all of these redox signal molecules which signal the cells what to do. But as you get older and older, from the time you're 20, you've pretty much got them all. But from 20, it starts to decline, and you can see that. If you think about when you hit your head against the wall and a kid hits his head against the wall, you take far longer than they do to heal. Same for when you cut your skin or you bruise. Your bruising takes far longer than a child of 10 or 12. And this is the redox signal molecules at work. By the time you're 40, you've got 50% of these redox signal molecules. Now, to give you, they've been around. The science has known they've always been around, but they've never before been able to put them into a bottle. They're totally natural. They're totally native to the body. So it's not like the vitamins that I take, which the body has to work out how to assimilate, just like it does with protein and carbohydrates. It basically recognizes it as exactly what you have in your body, and it goes, great, more signaling. Give you an analogy of it. Let's just say, I'll give you an idea. Your house is on fire. Okay,
that's a good analogy.
Your house is on fire.
Yes,
you've got problems in your body, as an example. Your house is on fire.
Yeah,
you've got a great cell phone. It's here. Yeah, the cell phone is the redox signal molecules. It's communicating to be able to get everything. You've got a fantastic fire truck over there. It's the latest fire truck. It's got the best firefighters all trained up. You know, you're eating very well. You know, you've got all the antioxidants. You even maybe have some trainee firefighters. You've got some vitamins that are coming in there as well. You've got the latest hose equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this phone. You phone the fire truck to come on over and put out the fire, the problem that you've got in your body. But what if your phone has only got two signals or one signal and it can't get to the fire truck? And it can't get to your body and help. You've got everything there waiting. Just like you could be eating the right foods, you could be putting in the right equipment. But if your body is half the redox signal molecules, the cells can't communicate. And fact and science has been proved in it with Dr. Gary Samuelson himself, who basically created the ability of patenting these redox signal molecules into a bottle. And there's only three.
That's amazing.
It is. There's only three places you can get it: in your body, in a bottle, and in a gel.
So let me summarize this. Instead of looking for the Shangri-La, you know, the whale of the youth, you know what I mean, the pool, whatever you call, we actually can utilize this
redox. Signaling molecules. Signal. Where it comes from is in your body you have reductants and oxidants, and the analogy of that together is redox. So reductants and oxidants in your body together, they make
that
redox.
Is something for the senior citizens like me, Darren, you know what I mean? Like, this is a good one, you know what I mean? Maybe my hair goes started growing. What do you take when you ride the bicycle? What do you take in vitamin C doing something like this?
The main thing is to keep hydrated. So mm-hmm. when it's a hot summer's day, it's just to keep hydrated. So I'll have in a bottle of water and then a bottle of hydration fluid, which is I had to find something special for myself because of my sulfite tolerance issues. But that's what I'll have out there, and then some sort of snacks. And normally you have some snacks with some good vitamins in it that's good for cycling as well. Yeah.
My God, then.
And it's quite interesting because we've actually got Olympians. It's only 10 years old. The product's only 10 years old. It's only been in Australia 6 years. So it's very few people out there will have heard of it. So thank you for allowing me to, you know, share the knowledge with other people. But Olympians have already taken it. We've got gold Olympians that have taken it because it isn't a drug.
So this is not reserved only for the...
No.
Senior citizens like me.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking also as well, but the Olympians, so they're kind of like got the fancy fire truck. What about if I don't have the fancy fire truck? what are these molecules going to do? Are they going to have any benefit at all? Is this part of like a whole program, or how are we meant to actually get a benefit from these redox signaling molecules?
So what they're doing is they've gone away and done research, and so they affect all of your gene all your gene signaling too. So anything. So it could be anything from your cardiovascular system, the way that that works. It could be from your immune system. Anything. If you have a cell in your body, people often ask me, what can redox do for me? What can it do for this? What can it do for my health? What can it do for this issue? If there's a cell in it, inside the cell is the mitochondria. Inside the mitochondria is the redox signaling signals. If you're reducing in those, anybody will succeed. And I've got several people who I've put in that have got rashes on their skin where it has helped and assisted them get the body to heal itself.
If I may, on the beginning of the show, we spoke about cells. And I asked a question, sorry, it was my statement, that cells is a very difficult process. Yeah, you nodding your head. Why? Because you say something. If you believe in a product, it's easy to sell. Now, when you talk about this redox molecular signaling, I apologize if I didn't see this properly, but you believe in this very much.
Very much. It's my...
Did you apply this on yourself?
I spent three months on it. And what happened was the lady said, try it out for 3 months and see what you think. And I've got just where my neck is at the moment, you can't see this here, but maybe on the Facebook you'd be able to see, I had what was called a turtleneck. Now, I didn't take it for my turtleneck. This was the bonus, that it actually helped my skin, because what it did, it rejuvenated the skin cells and basically switched on the cell signaling to tighten it up. And I don't have that turtleneck. That there was the bonus. What was the crux was, remember I told you I was doing water aerobics?
Yes.
I started with 2 classes a week. I've been gradually increasing that to now 10 classes a week. And just as the COVID had hit, I was starting to think, oh, my knees are sore. I'm not your size 10 aqua aerobic lady, as you guys can testify. I'm a rotund, rounded lady. But I love exercise.
Look, we're all looking for the way to look younger, stay younger. And thank you for being with us in studio, because we don't need to be Hollywood celebrities to be look younger, feel better. We have the Fiona Mary Berry. Yeah, did I say this properly, Darren? Fiona Mary Berry.
Did indeed.
Yes, indeed. Like, my English become better every day. So stay with us. We take a short break. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. I will take a short break and come back with more questions. How to stay youthful, full of energy. And there's a great example, Fiona Mary Berry, alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Darren. Please join us again back in studio on this particular show, of course, on the 8th of January. But in the meantime, we have our guest in studio, Fiona Mary Berry, with her magical products in studio, which makes you young, healthy, and rejuvenated.
Why are you saying magical? Well, I mean, this is the thing. A lot of people think new products, Fiona, sorry. I'm getting myself confused now.
That's my fault. That's my fault now. But yes.
So a new pill or a new this or a new that, you're saying this redox signaling molecules are fairly new in Australia and less new worldwide. But why should we have faith in something that's new?
So let's have a look. 19 years ago, I was promoting vitamins. And I was in the same position I am in right now, promoting a new product that's a new breakthrough in science that's available for people to help and assist their body rejuvenate itself and help it itself get better. With vitamins, people go, I don't need vitamins, I don't need this. But you know what? I ask every listener out there, when you go to the shops now, there's always vitamins. There's vitamins not just in the health shops, in every single supermarket they're there, because what has happened is it has now become normal. As things come in, it starts off small, but then everybody realizes, oh, the science is there. It's proven. We need to make sure we have enough vitamin, enough of vitamin D, enough, you know, all the items that we need in our body. And if you're not taking it, you know, correctly with your food, then yes, you would need to supplement. Now, with redox signaling molecules, you naturally are going to lose them, but you're not just going to lose them with age. We talked about by the time you're, you know, 50, you've got 50% less of these redox signal molecules in your body. And then after that, they would decline by 1% every year. So that's why your mother would be more likely to break a bone or bruise and take ages to heal compared to your us, the three of us in this room. That's why we take longer than a child.
So is there a test you can do to see how many of these molecules you have, so you know how much you need to, say, fill up the glass to get to a full level?
I'm not aware of that, no. There isn't a blood test as such. However, what we've tended to put people on is we've said, take the drink. Then we have a drink in a bottle. Take the drink, 60 ml in the morning and 60 ml at night. I'll show you on the Facebook Live, but you basically take the drink. The drink itself is basically acting on the inside. And I took this because Mario is trying to look and there's nothing in there. He's trying to pour it.
Are you trying to sell us empty bottle?
I brought him an empty one in. But I took this for 3 months because my knee, as I said, was hurting and I wanted to do that. The bonus was it also lifted my skin, which was not what I was expecting, but it did. I also put the gel. The gel is called Renew 28. This is the three areas they've put the same amount of redox in that one bottle in the gel, and you put that topically on the outside. So what you're doing is you're affecting the body on the outside and inside. And what we don't look at us is when we look at ourselves and see ourselves age, our body is aging on the inside as well. So you're physically seeing what you're seeing on the outside, but it's happening on the inside. So this is looking after your body to say, give me more of what I'm missing. So
You're missing Nutella lately.
Oh, missing Nutella. But now I'm following a bit Fiona. Mm. Fiona Mary Berry. So the skin is one of the largest organisms.
It is indeed.
In the body, organs, organisms, whatever mm-hmm. you want
organs,
to call it. You'll know better than me. What you're saying is a really good way to have a look at yourself, and I'm looking at you and you're looking quite bright, fresh. I know you said you exercised this morning, but you can see that radiance. So the skin no doubt has to repair to be able to give that radiance, and as you get older it takes longer. So are you saying that, to answer my question in a way, I'll answer it myself now, to know if you need some redox signaling molecules is just to look in the mirror?
Look in the mirror. Every person I put on this, and we have 69 in my particular business, I ask them all to take photos at the beginning because they do not realize how much they changed. Even myself, I was taking it for the 6 weeks, and my ladies at the gym would say to me, "What are you doing, Fiona?" I wasn't watching my face. I was just noticing that my leg was getting better. And then I went back to look at my face and went, "Oh my goodness. My turtleneck's going. I don't feel so old anymore." It was such a wonderful feeling for a woman. Might not be for a fella, but it was for a woman. And I was feeling great. So it really brought belief into me. And then through research, I realized that redox signal molecules, it's not just about the skin. It's about cardiovascular. It affects your nervous system. It affects anything to do with respiratory. So there are people out there that have got lots of different illnesses that this can assist. And if you're taking medicines, it just makes the signaling of those medicines even more efficient, because that's what the body's doing.
So
think about it.
So a big question for me as well, and it's not so much for Mario, because he has no hair on his head and he looks very sexy like that. But for me, the greys, I know you don't have any grey hair, and that might be something else. You could tell me a secret, but What about me? Okay. Is it going to help your hair, or is that a lost cause?
I did actually have someone ask this question, and I went to the more scientists and to ask them what they said. Mm-hmm. And if you have lost the follicle in the hair, you can't replace what's disappeared completely.
Is that a trick question?
Follicle is the colour.
Yeah. If the follicle's gone. You know, if it's already gone.
Oh, no, but the colour. The colour,
I do not know. Yeah, okay. I don't know about the colour. Mm. I'll be very honest.
Look, no doubt this is a great product. But if this is amplifying signaling in my body to crave for more or to pass better message, you know what I mean? You mentioned the medicine. Mm. I'm wondering how this is going to look like for me 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm licking the jar of Nutella. How much amplifying messages are going to get them?
You might need 2 jars of Nutella. 2 jars
of Nutella. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us, our guest in studio, Fiona Mary Berry. And apologies to Darren for confusing him, because his English is perfect, so she'd know the name of our guest better than I do. And stay with us, because the Fiona Mary Berry and her company sharing thousands of bottles for free ISA this product. No, I'm just joking. Stay with us. Thank you for listening along. 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And this is the last show for 2020. And we're wishing you a Merry Christmas. And before we go, we take a short break.
It's 24 minutes to 2. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
I was just shocked, you know, like the boss of Jillian.
Yeah, the boss is in.
She's just sneaky behind my back.
I know what she wants to do as well. So we better let her do it.
Yesterday I signed a document. I want a print document. And you told me it's electronic, and I was like, sorry, what kind of...
Oh, no, just...
The show has been interrupted. The boss in the studio.
I know what this is as well, though. But, yes, so just quickly, Gillian, you have an award for Mario, I believe.
I have. Good afternoon, everybody. Mario didn't turn up to the Christmas party. Obviously, he had something better to do. But I have a little gift for him. So Mario's been involved with the radio station for some years now, but then he decided to go and do other things. But it was almost like there was an attraction. I'm not sure what that attraction was, but Mario, in all of that, I'm very happy to have you back as a friend, as a colleague, as a presenter, and all of that. And I have something special for you. You're like a great Aussie boomerang.
Oh, thank
you've
you.
Gone and come back. And I thank you for that.
Oh, thank
there's
you.
A certificate as well for your service and making us. Yeah.
And Facebook Live in the corner.
So special.
Look to that camera, Gillian. Show them the boomerang. There we go. There we go, Facebook Live. The boomerang award for
thank
Mario
you.
Beckett.
And I know you're not sweet enough, so I've given you some chocolates.
We always love chocolates.
This is, for me, from very first day, 3 years ago, when I walked in, meeting with Gillian, Darren, he knows as well this, I asked Gillian for opportunity to talk on the radio. She never make a fun of my English, which is very true. It is the very first start of my beginning that people actually gave me opportunity in my life 3 years ago. I started working at this radio station and met great people. Then I left, do some other things and come back. And I'm truly grateful, Gillian. Truly grateful to you and everybody on this great radio station, Live 90.5.
It's my absolute pleasure, and together with the board, and Darren's part of that, he's not only a producer, but he's our board member too. We love having you here, Mario.
Thank you so much.
You to bring the best language to the station.
Is that a compliment, Darren?
Well, most definitely. Yeah, your sexy voice as well. The
thank
sexiest
you so much.
Voice,
but would you mind to stay to the end in the radio? Because
absolutely.
Darren and I like to have some announcement as well to do. Well, I'm going to do it. He can agree or not.
You go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you so much. I'd like to say again, thank you to Darren and Gillian for this. You know, I'm just overwhelmed. My God, certificate of appreciation.
My boomerang won't come back, but it did.
I didn't expect this one, truly. And Lindt Chocolate, I'd like to say again, thank you to everybody, to all presenters and the crew and the team and the board on Alive 90.5. And thank you for this lovely present. Come back to the Fiona.
Yep.
Fiona, just
back to the show.
I was lost for the words.
I'll take it from here. That's okay.
Yes, please, darling. If you can, because I'm like a little girl now. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like so.
I mean, yes, a boomerang ward. So, if we kind of segue this back to our conversation with Fiona Mary Berry,
yeah,
you want our bodies to come back to redox and the redox signaling molecules. Is that correct?
If you had no redox signal molecules in your body, you would not be able to operate. You need them.
So we're halfway there and we've got to get right back. Is that the right?
You want to get as many as you can back as possible, obviously. But you're not going to be able to get back exactly what you had when you were a child. But hey, if you could increase it a little bit more than what you've got right now, so you're basically more efficient. I mean, redox signal molecules also tell your cells what to do. They're the communication modules.
And you were saying that in the break about it's all genetic as well, genetic communication. Do you want to just delve into that a little bit more in this little section?
I will. So most of us out there will have heard of Ancestry.com. You've heard of Ancestry.com?
Yes.
Have you heard of it, Mario?
Yes, I did, but I don't belong that group because I'm...
So Ancestry stuff. So, yes.
So basically... the company that they use that do the gene testing that a lot of people pay for now.
So just gene testing. We'll just keep this generic here. Yeah, community radio.
Gene testing. That particular company, thank you, is also the same company. It's one of the top four gene testing companies. And that particular company proves that what redox signal molecules can do, you know, it will help the immune system. It will also assist in... all the factors around cardiovascular, inflammation, anything around your hormone, your digestive systems. So you think of, you know, what redox could do in terms of health. I suppose a lot of the time, one of the things that you asked me in the break was, can it help with pain? So one of the tests that I often do in my live seminars, with myself and my colleague Maria, we do live seminars either at Castle Hill or in Stretfield Golf Club, and we do them once a month. I've got one in February. And we also do Zooms, COVID time, where we also explain how it works. But we use the gel, and I put it on people that are in pain, and I put the gel on 3 times in 5 minutes. Some of the results have left me in tears because... you know, the lady that can't move her head around all of a sudden is in tears because she's like, oh my goodness, this is wonderful. A gentleman who's got nasty foot issue, you know, all of a sudden he's like, oh, I can move my toes. A lady who's had a very nasty, lost her eye and has got a terrible scar on her hand because she's had to have that skin removed and put on her eye is looking at the elasticity on her skin improving tremendously because the redox signal molecules are assisting the body to heal itself natively, naturally, in the way that it would have done had she been a little bit younger. That's or there were no toxins or there were no stresses around. Because it's not just age. If you think about if we didn't have the toxins and the environment that we've got around us at the moment and stress.
Look, I must share something. You know, there's a lot of energy in you, you know, and you know, with the age, I talk about myself. You know, we have a tendency to be one day up, you know, then slow down. I know this is me, just me, but this product you obviously using, it's obviously working on stamina and energy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because
that's what you're doing. And I'm going to look, we're going to come back with more of this one. And apologies to the listeners. I have a pleasant surprise. I'm breaking the interview with our guest. You're listening online, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mari. We'll take a break and continue with Fiona Mary Berry and this magical product, which Darren says is not magical because it works, but it is magical because it truly works.
It's 12 minutes to 2, live 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And I'd like to say thank you to our guest in studio, Fiona Mary Berry, with her beautiful, awesome and product which is truly work. So Fiona, we don't have much time. We need to wrap it up, our show. And, you know, 2 hours gone so quickly.
Oh, amazing.
What's the plans for the Christmas?
What's my plans for the Christmas? I've basically taken a few days off and I'm socializing.
Oh, that's a beautiful
one. You did say you're a social bunny type person, didn't you?
Yes, I do. My aqua ladies would probably, if any of them are watching, will all say, yes, she loves the life of the party.
Jumping out of the pool, no doubt.
Yes, that sort of thing, correct.
Well, Darren, the last thing it's left to ask our guest is...
how can people get in contact with yourself and try this out for themselves?
Okay. So there's a couple of ways. Each month I host seminars. Okay. I host live seminars where they can come and see, and they can even try the product on themselves. Obviously, January we're skipping and we're going to February, so that might be a bit far away. But I do have, if you go to my website, if you go to Fiona Mary Berry on Facebook, you will find my Facebook site. There's only one of me there. That's one of the reasons I chose the name. So Fiona Mary Berry, and look for ASEA, Fiona Mary Berry ASEA. Additionally, you can go to my website, which is fionaberry.redoxlivewell.com.au. So .com. So fionaberry.redoxlivewell.com. And that website will give them a lot more information, and they can see all the products that I actually promote. The two ones are the bottle and the gel, and they're the most important ones. So they can also give me a call. Do I give my phone number on air? Why not?
You can, if you like it.
0432 375 922. You're more than welcome to give me a call. This is a product that you may go, okay, how much is it? And Mario asked me earlier, how much does it cost? Look, in reality, it costs a coffee and a muffin a day. And if you can help yourself feel like you felt when you were 20, is it worth a coffee and a muffin?
And all the better not having the muffin.
All the better for not having the muffin. But what's even?
I'll keep the coffee.
But you keep the coffee. I'll take the muffin. Okay. And there's some chocolate there. Fiona, thank you so much for being our guest today. On behalf of this radio show, Dan and myself, wishing you.
And a last word from Fiona?
Yeah, last word for Fiona.
Oh, yes. Additionally, you did ask me at the beginning about business. If they felt they couldn't afford $10 a day, I don't pay my product anymore. After 5 months of working it, 3 months trialing it, 5 months of working it, I don't pay for it anymore. So if people want the health benefits, want to know how to be in my position, just contact me. Facebook, internet, or my phone.
And to our listeners, you can hear this interview today later on our website, alive905.com.au. Thanks to Darren. Just check the podcast Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in the studio, Fiona Mary Berry. Her details and this awesome interview you can find under the podcast session. Now, before we ended up this show.
Announcement.
Ta-da. Big announcement. Darren and I sharing this studio for past 10 months, and this great radio station gave us opportunity to extend our friendship and learn a lot about each other. So this year, a few months ago, I approached Darren with a great idea. Do we do something crazy nobody else will do in some foreseeable future? Saying that, short, sharp, and shiny, in 2021, Darren and I, we are officially in a race for Guinness World Record to continuously broadcast our show 67 hours plus. More information coming soon. So I'd like to say thank you, Darren, for accepting this challenge together with me. And all of you, stay tuned. More information is coming.
Big one, that one.
Guinness World Record. Wow. Darren and Mario, Live 90.5. You're going to love this.
90.5. But that's the one thing we'll need to do is get the airtime. But if we get that,
airtime
sometime in the next year, you'll see a great event happening.
It's a lot of planning, yes.
Of Mario, myself, and those around
us. And we're going to need a Darren, maybe more of this.
We've got to find independent timekeepers and video evidence and all that sort of stuff. But it's going to happen.
Yes.
We're going to make it happen.
I'd like to say thank you for this opportunity. And thank you, Fiona, for witnessing this. You know what I mean? This is like a marriage, like a witness. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas on behalf of the Live 90.5 Business with Darren and Mario. Darren, last words for this year from this show.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All the best in 2021.